Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 7th of December. I'm Maria Grant, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. As we look forward to Christmas coming up, we're taking a look back into the past and what Christmas traditions Dundee has had before and still has today. Joining us for a festive chat will be Past Times reporter and Courier Daily presenter Kate Brown. This Christmas, never miss an important story affecting our communities. Join us this festive season and become a subscriber today because local matters. Visit thecourier.co.uk/subscribe. Back to our main feature now, and as we eagerly await the festive period and all the food, gatherings and traditions that come with it, Past Times reporter Kate Brown has gathered some well-known and perhaps surprising facts about Dundee's Christmas traditions. Kate, let's start with one of the typical Christmas symbols, the Christmas tree. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, so we've been looking back at Christmas in Dundee through the years. And the first thing we've looked into was when Dundee's first public Christmas tree appeared in the city square 70 years ago. So the Dundee Rotary Club wrote to Dundee Corporation in June 1952 requesting a public tree in the city. That request was approved, but then the Rotary Club added an addendum to their initial request. They wanted to play records in the city square while the tree's lights were being turned on to help entertain the crowds. The council approved the motion, and a few short months later, Dundee's first ever public Christmas tree was erected in the city square, and Dundee's Christmas light switch on was born. Some of the images I managed to find in our archives are just amazing. I mean, these magnificent old cars parked near the city square, dazzling in the tree lights, couples and families taking in the spectacle as they look forward to the big day. You get a real sense of that magical feeling in the air that we're all so familiar with at Christmas time. And of course, this is a tradition that has continued across the city, not just in the city centre. There are several Christmas light switch-ons in each of the different communities here in Dundee, as well as the one in the city square. There's a switch on in the West End out at Seabreeze, and similarly in Broughty Ferry and in Lochee, which has always traditionally seen itself as its own community.
Oh, there's nothing like beautiful Christmas lights to brighten up the streets when it gets dark out so fast. So let's move on to at least my favourite part of Christmas. What can you tell us about Dundee Christmas food?
There aren't that many particular Dundee Christmas delicacies. I think the closest thing would probably be Dundee cake, which is a Scottish fruit cake. Countries around the world have developed their own variation of Christmas cake, and Dundee cake is certainly similar to that, but it's not quite the same, and of course we can enjoy that all year round. It was first made in Dundee in the late 18th century by Janet Keeler, who you'll probably know from Keeler's Marmalade. It was Janet who came up with the new recipe for marmalade and founded an empire. Keeler's then went on to mass produce Dundee cake, although similar cakes were also being made across Scotland at the time. However, food has been important to Dundee at Christmas, but just in a slightly different way. Christmas has always been a time for giving in Dundee, and there are records of the Lord Provost and his wife opening up Kinnaird Hall in 1886 to give a Christmas dinner to the poor. It was a ticketed event. Some of Dundee's missionaries ventured around the city to hand out tickets to the injured or vulnerable, anyone who otherwise wouldn't be getting a hot meal on Christmas Day. The Courier at the time described it as a gathering that none could witness without emotion. Hundreds of people turned up to the Kinnaird seeking refuge within its walls. After the meal, they were treated to some carols and an organ player, and I'm sure they all left with their spirits lifted that evening.
Oh, absolutely. That sounds like a lovely tradition. And other Christmas events usually include markets. So has Dundee had any Christmas markets in the past?
Dundee has always had its own Christmas market, and sure, it could rival the likes of Edinburgh's, but to begin with, it wasn't quite the conventional affair that you're probably familiar with now. In 1882, there were records of several Highland cow bulls going on sale at the city's Christmas market. These Christmas cattle markets were pretty popular at the time. There were a few down in London as well. And then from selling the cattle, they soon moved on to selling cuts of beef and other groceries, and it progressed from there. Watch Night Services returned to the city in 1935 after a decade-long hiatus, and they were held in St Mary's Parish Church. It was due to start at 11:30 and continued through until midnight. That was one of a series of festive events in the heart of the city, because the Royal Scottish National Orchestra had their first festive show in the city in 1996. The group played some of the world's favourite Christmas songs, including Rimsky-Korsakov's Christmas Eve Suite. Now, of course, we have things like Winterfest and the Tree of Kindness, but we still have our living tree outside the city churches as a nice reminder of all these old links to Christmas celebrations from years gone by.
Oh, I might have to pop out and take a look at that tree now, because you've got me feeling really festive, Kate. Thank you. If you'd like to read more about Dundee's first Christmas tree, Kate's done a great piece on the Courier website you can read now, and we'll have more specials coming up on the Courier Daily as well. Thanks for joining us today on the Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.